bird eye. Extra!
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by Owler.
Owler is the crowdsourced competitive intelligence platform that a million business professionals use to outsmart their competition, gain competitive insights, and uncover the latest industry news and alerts.
And here's the best part. If you sign up for free, you can follow me on Owler and automatically get my latest sales tips and videos along with insights relevant to your business. Go to Owler.com and in the search box, you type in Buy Gittimer. Then just click on the yellow star and follow me. Owler is completely free to use and valuable. Come on, follow me. Go to Owler.com today.
Let's talk about competition. We have people out there who are doing a service. Like, let's say they're a business consultant. And that service is a commodity, as you probably realize at this point. So how does a business consultant compete? Where do they find that edge, and how would you help them describe it in a selling process?
A business consultant has to create what's known as a transferable message. The customer or the prospect has to say, I get it. I agree with it. I think I can do this, or I have confidence in this person. I'm willing to try it. If the consultant or the coach doesn't have a transferable message, all is dead or lost or both. So they tend to start with this wee-wee thing. Well, I've been doing this for 72 years, and I'm one of the greatest guys that ever lived, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. All BS. I don't care about you. I don't care if you drop dead right in my office. What I care about is, how will this help me win? How will this help me prosper? How will this help me succeed? How will this help me earn more money or create safety for my family or whatever the deal is? If you can't create that transferable message, then you're going to fall into the pool of everyone else. And
well said.
Not only do you have to create the transferable message when you're face to face with someone, you have to write about it first so that somebody gets it and is willing to contact with you. And I'll give a brag, but it's true. So if it's true, it ain't bragging. I've given about 2,500 corporate talks over the course of the last 25 years. I've never made a sales call. Everybody who has hired me to do their annual event or speak at one of their things has called me because of something that they've read from something that I wrote. Do you kind of get it now?
Yeah. Well, like you said, writing leads to wealth.
Right. So, you know, I got a lead yesterday from Brazil and a lead today from Portugal and three leads at the end of last week from America to come and speak to their people. That's how it works. If you post enough information up and people read it and relate to it, they go, oh, let's get that Gittimer guy in here.
Hmm.
And
absolutely truth in what you're saying.
Yeah. And they call. But if you're sitting at home and you're listening to a podcast and you're thinking, I don't think I could ever do that, that's bullshit. I started with one column in the paper, no internet, no nothing. And it took another 4 years before the internet even showed up on a radar screen. The only smart thing I did on the internet at the very beginning was register my last name.com so that no one else in my family could get it. So I'm Gittimer.com or buygittimer.com, and I own the family name. I own Jeffrey Gittimer. Mitch, I even bought the misspellings of my name. So cool. Anything will lead you to my website. But understand that once I started to go online and publish and have a weekly newsletter, I now out-circulate the papers that I started out with.
Right. But again, the point that you made and the point that I really like is having that what you call the transferable message. The idea of having someone hear your message and say, I get it. I understand how this will help me. And that's the most important thing I heard from what you said. The other element of this, in my opinion, Jeff, is to make sure that that message communicates not what you do, but the transformation that takes place when you are working with a client, which is in fact the content of that transferable message.
Right. And I can create an example of it very easily. You do not go to the gym to work out. You go to the gym. You hate working out. Most people do. It's a pain in the ass. I don't want to be on a treadmill. I don't want to lift weights. I just want the outcome. I want to be healthier. So people are looking for what is the outcome. So if you're going into a consultancy situation, Mitch, and you're talking to the prospect about how you help, you also have to paint a picture for what's going to happen when it's done. How's everyone going to feel? How's everyone going to promote? How's everyone going to produce? How's everyone going to profit from what it is that you're saying? If you can get that, baby, you can win.
Agreed. And again, what this comes from is thinking not from your perspective, but from their perspective. And that is the key to understanding what really is important to your client, which goes back to, let's go even deeper on that. Let's talk about avatars. Okay. And creating the avatar for a market. What guidance would you provide along those lines?
Look, it's your image. How do people perceive you? I will ask a question of a salesperson of a prospect of mine. And I'll say, look, when people see your product, what do you want them to think? And what are they thinking now? And when people see your product, what do you want them to say? And what are they saying now? And when people see your product, what do you want them to do? And what are they doing now? And those three questions, what do they think? What do they say? What do they do? That creates incredible provocation in the mind of the other person. Because they probably don't know. Like if I go into a marketing CMO, I say, how much does a sales lead cost you? If they know the answer, I immediately have some kind of respect for them. If they don't, what the hell are they doing in marketing? You should go with that. You should sleep with that number under your pillow. So the bottom line is you have to ask something about the other person that makes them stop and think, consider new information, and respond in terms of you. That's a question that I refer to it as an engagement question. But the bottom line is it's a thought question. What are they thinking about? What am I asking them that they've never been asked before, and get a response from them that they had to think about and give a response that they've never given before? Now I have immediately gone up in image of the other person because this guy's pretty smart. I better pay attention.
But you got to ask the right person the question.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that goes back to the idea of avatar. I mean, when you spend money on marketing, you're not marketing to housewives. I know that.
Right.
You're marketing to CMOs. You're marketing to sales executives, to VPs of sales. Mm-hmm. Your avatar is a person who is obviously involved and cares a lot and maybe even depends on the entire sales process to have a life. So how would you advise people to go about finding the avatar for their business?
Well, it comes under the heading of search engine optimization on the internet, where you want to start to write about things that have keywords that other people are interested in, so that when they go searching for sales training or they go searching for great salespeople, they're going to find you and they're going to stumble on you. And to me, I want to write something that creates attraction in my marketplace. I have a marketing mantra. I'll give it to you. I created it. It doesn't appear in any marketing book because when I was in college, I didn't do well in marketing. It's funny. My dad and I took a marketing course at Temple University Knight, and we went to college together. He just went for the hell of it, and I went because I needed a few more credits. And it was the dumbest class I'd ever been to in my whole life. It didn't have anything to do with getting a sales lead or making a deal. But this is my marketing mantra now, fast forward 45 years. I put myself in front of people that can say yes to me, and I deliver value first. I put myself in front of people that can say yes to me, and I deliver value first. So my avatar, if anything, is value. And then I know what my customers are looking for in terms of a key word, and I want to put that into my tweets, and I want to put that into my writing, the things that I post on LinkedIn. I want to put those into the titles that I put up on my YouTube video. I want to make sure that my customers are engaged with words that can relate to me and them. And if we can hook up, I'm the happiest guy on the planet. This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to the GittimerLearningAcademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.